Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very, very good day, everyone. Welcome. I am Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. And I want you to be plenty, be abundance. And that's what we're chatting about today. I hope you're well today. I hope that you are finding your peace of mind and well-being, and being well in your life. And so often we forget that our abundance practice includes, first of all, our wealth of health and the importance of accessing that quickly, effectively, every day. And when we forget, we want to get right back on track. And we do that through our simple practice every day, don't we? Allowing ourselves to expand to something even greater. Tapping into our happy contentment with the way it is right now. Non-resistance, acceptance, this or something better. And access our success through present time consciousness here and now. Let's take a breath. And on the exhale, let's just surrender, release, and let go of all that no longer serves us. Excuse me, I'm going to get ready to light a candle today. I'm transmitting this information today through a deep meditative practice that I call full body awareness, which allows us to effortlessly expand. Ah, doesn't that just sound so amazing? I've been doing a lot of energy work myself, and I have to remind you, those of us who are on the, or accessing our success every day, who are practicing ascension practices where we are surrendering, releasing, and letting go of the perceptions that are limiting us and moving into something greater. We have to remember to clear our energetic field every day to ground ourselves well, which means to practice the techniques that we talk about all the time. As we light this candle, we are moving from mystery into mastery. And the importance of remembering to clear the energetic field and to smudge, to seal our energy spaces so that we're not leaking energy. Draining ourselves. That's why we keep that powerful pelvic point engaged. That's why we use the sage to smudge, to clear the energy, because we're like a rubber band. You know, we're doing this work and we're stretching ourselves into something new. And when we move into healing crisis, it's like the rubber band snapping back, snap, and we reset, realign, reawaken. Refortify ourselves through our nurturement and nourishment practice, and then we move back into the expansion. You know, there is contraction and expansion in all things. That is a natural progression. That is the progress that, you know, we look now and we turn back and we see where we have been. And we're so grateful for our journey. The expansion and contraction that we're doing is different than like this desperate clinging to thoughts and beliefs that, you know, we're not even really aware that we're having these thoughts and beliefs. And these thoughts and beliefs kind of contract us to the point of scarcity. You know, we just don't have the energy, we don't have the frequency, we don't have the vibration, we don't have the love to move out of fear into our worth and our value. We have what are called our core values, right? We don't steal, we don't lie, we don't cheat. Those are things that, you know, we just don't do those things. And if we have done those things in the past, we step away from that. We say, you know, that was then, this is now. I no longer, that is no longer my value. My value is to be honest. My value is to be kind and compassionate. And those are just kind of like what we call the core values. Every day, you know, we're not, you know, slamming the door in people's faces, or, you know, we're doing our best to be kind on the highways as we're driving and sending out the love and light and just saying, oh, look at all the amazing drivers. Isn't everybody doing just such a good job? We're not sending our fellow travelers the single inverted peace sign any longer. Well, mostly not. Okay. Maybe once in a while. Old habits die hard. We contract back into that every once in a while. And then we move quickly into our self-forgiveness practice. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I forgot that I no longer want to be, you know, sending people the single inverted peace sign. I want to use the full peace sign to all. And I do that when I'm driving, just giving the real peace sign to each of my fellow travelers, because my passion, my purpose is to move myself deeper into peace of mind and well-being every day and to let that reverberate out there. And I want you to feel this peace. I want you to know this peace. I want you to become familiar with this peace, because it opens up then what purpose is. What purpose is becoming? My journey into my purpose is effortlessly expanding. My challenge is to know the next action steps to take to get this message out, and I so appreciate you helping me doing that. To do that, a little bit of business. We're moving into March. I'm going to be doing a series of calls. I'm not sure what the dates are going to be, but make sure you're following me. I will let you know those dates. This will be a free teaching for those who are live on the call, and then you'll be able to purchase it from the website as soon as I can take the action steps to figure out how the heck to do that and who's going to help me with that. So let's just send some love and light in that direction as we choose to be abundant. To recognize the plenty. One of my favorite quotes is, no matter how long the sun shines upon the earth, it never says, you owe me. We have a very concerning thought process upon the planet now that we are owed something. And that is a very contracted, unexpansive, unenlightened, scarcity thought process. It's very damaging. You know, we think, oh, my parents, they owe me because of blah, blah, blah. You know, the government owes me because yada, yada, yada. That culture owes me because of yada, blah, blah, yada, yada. And we forgot what that does, is that immediately deflates us. Let's take a breath, engage that powerful pelvic point now, and let's surrender and let go. A little more. Oh. Because when we're moving through life believing that the only way I'm going to get happy is if you make me happy, this baby's going to make me happy, this man owes me, then I am living in a very, very contracted reality. Let's take a sip of, almost out of green tea here. Take a breath. Let that belly expand. Open your arms. Hold for an instant. Squeeze that powerful pelvic point, bringing that all the way up to your heart. We're going to send this upward and outward. Now, if we are buying into what they're selling with regards to the pokers and the prodders out there who are looking for the, God bless them, the useful idiots to sell their agenda, and I'm not going to get political here because that's not my gig. I am apolitical, libertarian, I guess, if you would assuage me some sort of label. But I believe in your power. I believe that you created all that you're seeing. And if you can't look around and see truthfully what you're seeing and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, I am ready for something better, I am valuable, I am worth more, and the only way to get more is through my conscious creation process, then you're living a half life. Maybe half is really reaching it. When we can't look about and see the plenty upon the planet, when we can't look about and see the beauty, we're in lockdown mode. Lockdown. If we're locked down something, if we are trapped in a box, and all we can see is this ever-contracting experience of life where we can't get anything until somebody gives it to us, we're not honoring our journey. We are not on task and on purpose. We are in scarcity mode. And if we're in scarcity mode, we're going to share that with the little watchers. And they're going to grow up and believe in the same thing. So we carry this message that we received when we were very young. God bless those who shared their fear and their disbelief in effortless expansion and abundance and plenty. But if we are of rational mind, we must be of rational mind, clarity of mind. We can't be addicted to drugs. I know from where I speak, you know my journey. We can't be under anybody else's thumb. We want to come out of that and be here now and look around and say, it is good. This is good. I have this breath in my body. I'm doing all right. The connection to the intelligent breath is that spark. And I'm rewriting The Simplicity of Spirituality. It's now going to be called Deep Living. And it talks all about this, and hopefully uploading it to Amazon soon. But what we see through our daily practice, I mean, you know, in my 20s, I told you I was overweight, I was wicked depressed, I was super addicted, I was broke and had credit card debt, you know, to the tune of, you know, this is in the 80s, you know, about $8,000 for a young woman, that was a lot. You know, it's probably now almost what these young people are getting, you know, turned out with some ridiculous piece of paper that they bought into the fact that, oh, if you get this education, everything will be fine. We know that's not true. We don't know the principles. We don't know the basics about how to be abundant, about how to work, to have a job, to do that job well, to begin that foundation from a job, then we move into career. The career that supports us moving forward. Now we're in our 30s, you know. We We have the abundance to be making a house payment. You know, maybe if you have children, to make sure that if you're going to have children, that you can financially support your children. If you can't, you're living in scarcity. You're teaching scarcity, and you will receive scarcity, and so will your offspring. That's enslavement, in my opinion. We move into our 40s, and we begin to expand even greater. Of course, I started my soul expansion when I was about 22 years old and began my journey for purpose, although I didn't know it then, and it has opened up me to higher realms of moving from mystery to mastery. And those of you that are in the Inner Realm classes, you know what I'm speaking, and that is a gift. But let's just say that, you know, you've got this lack of satisfaction with the present moment. Well, we can use that lack of satisfaction to propel us towards purpose. And the purpose is the giving back. How may I serve today? How may I serve today? How may I serve today? And that serving may be holding the door at the post office. That service may be cooking a pot of soup for a friend who, you know, maybe had surgery. That service might be donating your time. Those are the elements of being in abundance, to not be contracted, but to be expansive and giving, and giving. You know, when I give this information to you, I feel I am of service. I feel that this message is so important. And I'm believing that as you're receiving, that something deep within you is resonating. And you may be sparked to come along and investigate even further and further. Remember, the Mystery School teachings are now available to all. In the past, you either had to be born into it, initiated into it, although I do offer initiations, and I myself am continue to be in, take initiation. but you had to be chosen. You had to be tapped to have the secrets revealed. Now I'm encouraging you to do your work. Do your work. Do your work. Don't worry about anybody else not doing their work. We're doing our work. We are blessed beyond compare because we were born here and now in this time, and especially as women, we've been called upon to heal the planet because we do have a voice in this country. So maybe there's still an old boys' network. Are we going to worry about that? Are we going to move into contractedness and scarcity and fear about that? No. No. We stand in our power and our value just based upon the fact that we are here now, awake, aware, conscious, choosing effortless expansion. Take a breath. Hold that for an instant. Surrender that down to the core of Mother Earth. Feel a little statically. Take another breath. Move from disbelief to belief in your ability to move from mystery to mastery. This life is all about mastery. What we're going to master becomes the delight. And if we want to master prosperity, abundance, we've got to see what we learned. We have to surrender, release, and let that go. And access something else. And no longer be covetousness, remember? Why we do not covet? Because if I'm pissed off that you have more than I and think that you owe me, then the universe says, forget that. I'm going to give that person even more. And you will receive even less. Until you drive like a grape and blow away. I mean, really, that's it. That's what scarcity is. It's a fear-based belief. And remember, a belief is only a series of thoughts that we have just clung to. Oh, this is the way my father did, the way his father did, the way we always do it, just the way we do it. Don't you be talking to me about any fancy abundance. Don't you be talking to me about universal laws. Don't be talking to me about gravity. And I say, fall down 7, get up 8. Get up. Ascend now. Ascend to your level of success. See it. You can't fail. You can't fail. You cannot fail. You're not a failure. You're just one teeny tiny itty bitty little step closer to this level of success. We ascend that. We have that great expansion. Woohoo, I got a new job. It's so wonderful. And then, you know, maybe you have an old debt that you have to pay. Oh, rats. This stuff doesn't work. No, it's an opportunity. We write checks in the flow. We pay our bills with bliss and joy. We say, this is a sign as I'm signing my name. Remember, we sign it on the uphill curve so that money can flow into us. We're saying, thank you, electric company, woohoo, I have a warm house. Thank you, wonderful government, that I can pay so many taxes because I know you, the corruption-free republic, spends my money so well. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, thank you to whomever it may be. Thank you to the charitable donations that I make. Thank you for the work that you do serving others, so that they can get a step up. Not so that they can be held prisoner. No, 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 we set the example. I was writing this, as part of the new teaching, so it says, we step back and take a breath. Remember, we always are just taking that intelligence. We step back, we look around, we listen. Who are you listening to? Are you listening to a voice that says, oh, those mofos, they owe us, blah, 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 that's not right. You know, very, very, not pleasant. We're stepping back. We're looking around. We're seeing this is good, okay? All right, this is good. This is good. It's not great, but it's good. And I'm really grateful. I'm so grateful. You know, when I was living in friends' basement, when I couldn't pay bills, you know, I had to begin to realize the you know, I won't say it today. I'm trying not to swear today, but you know, that storm of just crapinola that we created. I created it, and I had to begin to say, okay, this is good, and I'm ready to ascend to the next level of great. We get to that level of great. You know, this is why people who win the lottery can't hang on to their money. This is what I had to go through. We all have to go through as we're effortlessly expanding. We begin to receive money. We don't want to spend all that money. Remember, it's not how much we make, it's how much we keep. And you've heard all the amazing stories of those people who, you know, never made more than $20,000 a year and died multimillionaires because they were truly abundant. There's something that was lost. There was a couple of frequencies that I noticed growing up with the generation who really experienced the Depression. There were those who, my mother was born in 33, so there were those who were super savvy, who just became super savvy. You know, they were like the MacGyver of money. They could do anything and, you know, save a buck, and, you know, that buck would multiply, and they became super multimillionaires. But they always kind of had this scarcity consciousness that they accumulated through fear, okay? And, you know, but they became very giving. They were very, very giving, and they were blessed because they were giving. They understood that philosophy. You know, we don't want to shame those who we want to emulate that. And then there were the ones who were just like, they kind of gave up. They never knew or believed because of what they saw, because they didn't learn the foundational tools of how powerful they truly were. And they never really ascended into true prosperity. It was always like, fearful about money, can't afford that, you know. Oh. And so somewhere in between there is a wonderful place to navigate so that we recognize our abilities, you know, God willing, you know, and if you are not of sound mind or body, you know, then we want to make sure that you know, that you are provided for, and that's what churches did, and you know, I would love to see. Anyhow, we're not going to get into that, but so we have to get from good. Ah, this is good. Okay, I'm living in, you know, a teeny tiny, you know, I think one of our apartments was 125 square feet. That kind of broke the camel's back for a while. But, you know, it was good. It was good. Of course, we were living at the base of a mountain and skiing every day, and it was great fun. It was awesome. It was really great. But we knew that we wanted to expand into something better. So we began one foot in front of the other every month, consistently saving. We paid down debt. We didn't carry any credit card debt. You know, I didn't have a credit card until I was probably about 35, because I couldn't trust myself. I still am a little credit card heavy, but gratefully so, I pay it off every single month. But we want to make sure that we're putting into to place our success, and that is saying, okay, first 10%, or whatever we can, we want to give, donate. Second 10%, right into the bank. Now, these numbers have fluctuated over the years depending on what you can. If you can save 20%, wow, consistently every month, just have it automatic. Automate your bill paying and automate your savings, and you will be moving upward. So we step back. We look. We begin to listen to something different. I think Rich Dad, Poor Dad teaches that. I'm sorry, I can't think of his name right now. But, you know, he learned that there was a different way at a young age. And he began to listen. He was looking around. He was dissatisfied. His dissatisfaction moved him in being the perpetual student, effortlessly expansive, open to receiving, to listening. He stepped back. And then we have to step up and we accept, okay, I screwed up big time. Wow, I overspent. I undergave. I stole, I cheated, whatever it was. Like, okay, I'm stepping up. I'm responding with ability. I'm practicing responsibility in all of my actions. I now know that I created this storm of feces, as we like to call it. And then we step in. I only have 90 seconds. And we step in, and we begin to take those massive action steps. What's the action step that you're willing to take today to allow you to expand? I want you to write down 10 things that you value about your life just as it is right now. And then I want you to write 10 things that you want to move into as you begin to practice your plenty practice. Look around. See a gazillion trees. Recognize expansiveness of breath is directly related to your prosperity. Open up and receive the blessings unlimited that are open to you. You have to step up and take charge now. I'm Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. Namaste.